I have the opportunity to speak with Chris Hoffman. He is retired after a career of development consultant with Fortune 500 electric and gas utility. He has devoted a lot of his time and work on sustainability and climate. And he's really invested in everything that has to do with climate justice. I have the opportunity to speak via phone with him today to talk about a forum that is being organized called Empower Our Future. And it is set to have the 10 candidates in two groups from the city of Boulder to come and talk about what they are going to be doing in regards to climate change. What motivated you to set these two important forums with the city council candidates?
Thank you very much for having me. I've been involved with our group Empower Our Future for a long time, and we have been active in working for clean energy and local clean power for Boulder for many years. For the past year, since January, we have been working with doing more public outreach around the issues of climate and energy. And we've been holding these online forums or online Zoom webinars about climate and energy, and we've had many of them. The most recent one was with Dr. Peter Lilienthal talking about microgrids. That was in August. And I gave a talk back in May about national climate legislation, and we've had a deep dive into clean community choice energy with Representative Hooten. We started off the year with a review of the work that Holy Cross Energy has done on their journey to 100% renewables. And with the really important city council election coming up, we thought it would be a public service to the community to offer a forum for the candidates and the community to get to know the candidates with a particular emphasis on climate and energy issues.
So you are planning this candidates forum for which days, and how are you going to be tackling this topic that is urgent?
For the logistics, they are happening. There are two forums because we have so many candidates for city council. So on Thursday, October 7th, and Monday, October 11th, and both of them start at 6 o'clock and go for 90 minutes. We call our programs Empower Hour, but because of so many candidates, they're actually an Empower Hour and a half. On the 7th, Thursday, it's going to be Matt Benjamin, Lauren Folkerts, David Takahashi, Dan Williams, and Stephen Rosenblum. And on Monday, the 11th, it's going to be Nicole Spear, Mark Wallach, Michael Christie, and Tara Weiner, and Jack DiCollo. And we are planning to ask the same set of questions to each candidate so citizens can compare apples to apples.
I'm speaking with Chris Hoffman, active on the steering committee and communications team of the EOF. What's the EOF?
Empower Our Future, which is a coalition of active citizens and organizations working for clean energy here in Boulder. Predecessor organization was called Renewables, yes, and it was really active in earlier on, and we had a slight mission change or refocus and a name change, but it's essentially an ongoing team of active citizens that have been working on this for 10 years now. I just also want to mention that if people are interested in attending one or both of these, the registration link is up on our webpage. So that is Empower Our Future, all one word, empowerourfuture.org, and they just need to click on events, and it will take you to a registration link, and you can register for one or both.
Why is climate justice and climate issues the top priority?
The basic reason is that if we don't get climate right, all the other things that are important, voting rights, right of choice for women's control over their own bodies, all the social justice issues on a fried planet. We can't accomplish those other goals until we make sure that the planet is safe. And there's so much intersectionality. I mean, so many most harmful effects of climate change are impacting the most vulnerable communities already around the world. So it's all really interconnected. And then we have the news from the most recent report from science saying that the condition of the climate right now is what they say is code red for humanity. So it really has to be at the top of all of our decision-making. First off, because we only have this one planet, and second, because solving climate is a way to alleviate a lot of the other injustices in the world.
The 10 candidates that are running for city council, do they have a background in climate?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm actually looking forward to the webinars because it will give me a chance to get to know the candidates better, and we have some very good questioning. We won't reveal the exact nature of the questions, but we are going to be telling the candidates that we are going to be asking about their priorities, about the built environment, about transportation, and about air quality and injustice issues.
Since you mentioned that the most affected communities, when we talk about climate crisis, are mostly underserved communities, low-income communities. From the candidates that are running, who do you think will represent these minority groups that are the most affected in climate crisis?
That's a great question. And our role here is right now is as a community service. And so we're trying to be strictly nonpartisan and just presenting this to the community and then letting the community make up their minds. I have been active in politics, and I have not made up my mind yet, and I'm actually looking forward to learning more about the candidates at these forums.
These two forums that you're offering to the community are much more concentrated around climate justice. And there are other ones that have been also organized by community members, concentrate in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and other ones like the most prestigious one from the League of Women Voters concentrate in policy. Why is this urgent? What's at stake if we don't address climate as the priority when we decide which candidate will be the best to address these issues?
As I look at it and I read the science, it looks like our time is running out to be able to make a significant difference. And we know that there is still opportunity, and we know that the technologies exist and the ideas exist, but it's really a question of political will to make the hard choices. And the longer we wait, the more difficult the choices will be, just because time is running out. That's why it's urgent, I think, to have climate as the guiding light, because time is running out and because it's so intersectional with all other issues like immigration issues and climate justice and social justice issues and on and on. All the wonderful things we enjoy about living in Boulder as a result of previous city councils and previous citizens taking action and making decisions, campaigning for these amenities that we take for granted today, like the open space. What we need to do now is be conscious about selecting city council members that will make the courageous decisions that are descendants will look back on with gladness, that they actually did that, just the way we look back with gladness that our predecessors in this community make the decisions to protect the open space.
What's at stake if we don't elect people that are really into protecting our surroundings and keeping that in mind?
Well, we stand to lose a lot. Our wonderful open spaces and natural areas around the city of Boulder and the other species that we share the planet with are just being threatened by our encroachment and our production of a lot of waste that could be, we could return to, you know, use make less waste that causes less pollution. We could stop destroying habitat so that the other beings on this planet can live and survive and thrive. We're all in an interdependent web, and we need to act with respect to all of nature.
How can people attend these forums?
That's a great question, and thank you for asking it. The dates, once again, are Thursday, October 7th, and Monday, October 11th, both of those at 6 p.m. It will be online via Zoom, and people can register by going to the Empower Our Future website. That's empowerourfuture.org, and click on events, and there will be a link that you can use to register for one or both of the City Council candidate forums.
Thank you so much. I have been speaking with Chris Hoffman. These two forums, Empower Our Future, will be happening October 7 and October 11 at 6 in the afternoon, and people are invited to attend and participate and ask the hard questions to people that are running for City Council. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.